John Hinckley can move out of his mother's house. His world is a 75-mile perimeter around a spindle that is Williamsburg. What's the point of arguing the spherical earth in a life bound so tightly the ground doesn't curve? No contrails, no conspiracies, no Kennedys, just groceries. The opposite of magical thinking is not science, but acceptance. That it's possible to drive off one end of the world and appear years later in another. A pastor teaches Hinckley how to order prefabs off the internet, to swing a hammer into wooden pegs for the small residences of doves and wrens. He lives in a room mum's hung with his own art, paintings of horses, castles, bowls of fresh fruit. Being not guilty by reason of insanity, he gets a list of things he cannot do. Stability is a condition of release. His mood cannot perceptibly worsen. He must work 3 days per week and continue to play guitar. He cannot be lonely. He cannot be alone for long. When his mother dies, he will be allowed grief within certain parameters, monitored by men with phone cords in their necks. There will be consequences if he's caught, searching for himself. A bullet from a .22 caliber travels 1,200 feet per second. It can take decades to kill a man, relearning the hooks and pulleys required to rack a smile into place, to flood a corpse with life. John Hinckley can move out of his mother's house. But when she's gone, he may be moved back.